Karen.
And I'm Greg.
Hello, Hot Springs. You're listening to Library Beat, a weekly podcast from the Razorback Campersale Studio, where we talk about all things library.
All right, welcome to our brand new podcast. My name is Greg, and this is my co-host, Karen.
Hello, how are y'all?
We're real excited to be here today talking to you, and our plan today is to talk about our new Fun Stuff collection at the Garland County Library.
Big fun.
Big fun. So, Karen, what is so fun about the Fun Stuff?
Well, it's fun, number one, and to get people out and about exercising. We've got a lot of things coming up, a lot of new ideas to get. Just fun.
Well, maybe we could back up just a minute and talk about what does the Fun Stuff collection consist of? I know we have lots of puzzles and games and fishing poles, and it really kind of runs the gamut of sort of non-traditional library materials.
Correct. Some of this you've never seen in a library. We're going to get a yoga mat. We have got board games that you can check out, lots of board games. We're going to get some more.
Can you give us some examples of the most popular board games?
The most popular board game, a couple of the classics, Battleship and Clue are really popular. Scrabble is up there, Yahtzee. We've also got Labyrinth. If you haven't played it, it's a lot of fun. There's different versions of Labyrinth, so we've got a couple of different versions of that. We're getting in some new games. I just cataloged Risk. If you played Risk many years ago. So those are the popular ones. Then we have some newer ones, or new to me, Werewolf, which is fun, and Catan. I don't know if I'm saying that right, but it's
close enough.
It seems to be very popular. So lots of board games. Connect Four, always popular.
Okay, and we also have tons of jigsaw puzzles.
Jigsaw puzzles are very popular, especially the 300 to 500 pieces. Very popular.
The last time I did a puzzle, it was during our snow week last year. So I'm thinking about taking one home again because it's the perfect thing to do if there's going to be bad weather, if you're stuck at home, if you're not feeling well.
All those things.
Right.
So next week there might be some bad weather, fingers crossed. So come in and get a puzzle or board game.
Okay, we've got puzzles, board games, but you were talking about some things that might help people do some things outside,
yes,
right?
So, yes. We've got something called yard games. We have the big Jenga. We have big dominoes. We're getting in a disc golf set. I've never played disc golf. I think I'm saying that right. We're getting in one of those, some croquette.
Yes.
Depending on where you're from. So we're getting a lot of things, and we're going to have some outdoor backpacks, one for children, students, and then one for adults we're going to put together. It's going to have binoculars and a magnifying glass and maybe some guides in it. We're working on that. So a lot of different things are happening. We will get a calculator if you need to take the ACT. It's for students. We can have one that you can check out. Give us a couple of weeks, and we'll have it ready for you.
Okay. Outdoor things. What about pickleball? I know a lot of people are into pickleball.
Yes. I've got someone looking into what the best set would be for a library setting and to check out, you know, multiple times. So yes, we're definitely going to get a pickleball the next go around, the next order we do. We'll have pickleball and probably some other great things. But pickleball, I know it's popular, so we are going to do some pickleballing.
Okay. You mentioned that you were having someone look to try to find the best one to check out, and that is a consideration with these things that you're buying. You're not necessarily just buying whatever. You're looking at longevity and can it take a lot of abuse with people checking it out. So are there some things that you've thought about getting, but you decided, well, you know, that's not really going to work for people checking it out?
Yes, and I can't remember what it was.
I know there are some games people have mentioned that just have too many pieces.
Monopoly, I think, is one of them that just have so many pieces. And if you're missing a few pieces on that, the game's kind of ruined for you. So we kind of look at the pieces on the games.
Right.
We do try to get popular things, but also, you know, for its multiple uses, there's a chance of being pieces being lost or damaged. So we're trying to try. There's a lot of consideration. There are a lot of factors that we consider when we get something.
Right. And something that's not new to our collection, but people tend to get excited about is fishing poles. Are we continuing to circulate fishing poles?
Fishing poles are so popular. We do have those. Hopefully we'll get some more in. Arkansas Game and Fish has been really great about coming in and restocking us and making sure we have line on them and whatever else they need. If the reels need to be fixed or replaced, they're really good about that. So hopefully we'll get some more closer to springtime, maybe April or May.
Right. Sometime. And then in October, you usually have a big fishing
Fish-a-ween. Program, right? I'm sure this year will be Fish-a-ween number 3. So that's real fun, our fishing derby out at Family Park.
Okay, so what other kinds of things do we have in the fun collection?
Let's talk cake pans. Let's talk some baking.
Okay, it is time to bake. It's time to bakers,
beware. We do have cake pans. We're getting in some mixing bowls and I think some candy thermometers and some measuring cups, something that you can check out if you don't bake a lot, you don't have these items that you can come up here and check out and then bake away. So we're going to try to do something with baking, a program with baking or something in the near future. But, yes, we have cake pans galore. If you need frozen for your child's birthday, we have that cake pan or Spider-Man.
Could we do like a Great Garland County baking show?
Oh, my gosh.
Something like that? Yes. I think that would be pretty exciting.
Yes, that would be
exciting.
Awesome.
Okay, here's the number one question about cake pans. Can you put them in the dishwasher?
Absolutely not. Do not put cake pans, our cake pans, Wilton cake pans mostly, in the dishwasher. It just messes them up. So, and don't put your own cake pan in there. That's my opinion.
Right. But Karen and I have had lots of arguments about what you can and cannot put in the dishwasher.
And skillets is one of them that you should not put in the dishwasher.
Is there a most popular cake pan, like one that checks out more than the others? Or
I think Spider-Man is real popular. We also have just regular oblong cake pans or round cake pans. If you don't want a character, we have those. But I think Spider-Man is one of the most popular, and Darth Vader.
Do you have a particular cake recipe that you would share?
Duncan Hines.
Yum.
Yes.
All right, so we've got cake pans, fishing poles, lots of other fun stuff, games, and puzzles. I've seen some other things over there. I know we have some microscopes or...
Microscopes, yes. We have, I think we have two different kinds. We have one that's for younger students and then one a little bit older. But we do have microscopes if you'd like to check one of those out. And we have telescopes as well. We have a huge, what's called a tabletop telescope. It's pretty big and just a regular telescope.
Right, and these telescopes are huge. They come in a big red tub. So you might need someone to help you take it out.
Yes, it's pretty big. They're very popular as well. We also have, and you can get on the list, passes for Garvin Gardens and the Mid-America Science Museum. Those are so popular. I think I looked the other day and there's over 200 holds on them. And we have multiple, but it's still very popular and very hard to get through all those holds in one year.
Right. So if you are lucky enough to be on the holds list for a Garvin Garden Pass and your time comes, what does that mean exactly? What do you get to do with that pass?
You get to take 4 of your friends or family members and go visit the garden at Garvin or go out to Mid-America, and you get to keep it for 1 week. If we call you and say you have a pass here and you can't use it that week, we can suspend your hold, which doesn't throw you to the bottom, but it will give somebody else a chance to use it and try to get through our holds list quickly as we can.
So if you're trying to plan a cheap Mother's Day, how would you try to get it by Mother's Day?
I don't think you could get it by Mother's Day, Greg. You're going to have to pay for your mother, so... That's a hard one. That's because there's so many holds.
Right. We have tons of people interested in that and wanting to go. So you just sometimes have to wait your turn.
Yes. And we've talked about getting more, but of course, you know, both of those places are in it to make money to continue their services as well. So we're trying. there may be something else we could do, but a lot of things are in the works right now.
All right.
Looking for more local content like this and so much more? Click subscribe by visiting hotsr.com.
I've seen some other things in the fun section. Is there like a fondue maker?
Oh, my chocolate fountain that everybody laughed at me for getting, which has been very popular. We do have a chocolate fountain if you need one. It's very easy to use.
Can it go in the dishwasher?
Absolutely not. Nothing in the dishwasher. We also have an ice cream maker, ice cream / yogurt maker that you can check out, and a wood burning set. For all of these kits are for 18 and older. You have to be 18 to check them out. For the wood burning and the chocolate fountain and the ice cream maker, you have to be 18 and older to check out. But they're fun kits. Wood burning is really fun. It's checked out a few times.
How long do they check out for?
A week, I believe. I believe the kits are a week.
Okay. Well, have we covered most of the fun stuff, or is there more fun stuff that we need to talk about?
I think we've covered quite a bit of the fun stuff. So I think we've covered all of the fun stuff.
Okay. Well, this has been the talking portion, and I thought we might actually take a tour of the fun stuff and kind of talk about where it is in the library. And when we're actually over there looking at it, we might find some more fun stuff.
Yes.
All right. All right. We are live at the Garland County Library Fun Stuff Collection. Karen, do you want to tell people where they can find the fun stuff when they're at the library?
Oh, we'll go to the nonfiction side, and there's big signs that say fun stuff.
can't miss the fun stuff.
That's where the fishing rods are and the microscopes, cake pans, puzzles, board games, kits, all that kind of fun stuff.
Right. We are here right now, and we have more puzzles than I even thought that we had now that I'm looking at them. I know that a lot of people have a preference for the smaller puzzles or the ones, you know, with 300 or 500 pieces. Can you talk a little bit about that?
I can talk a little bit about that. We have some 300 and 500 piece puzzles, and we do have some that are, the pieces are a little bit bigger for if you have trouble with those smaller pieces. I know I do. So we do have some of those.
Are we taking donations of puzzles?
We will take donations of puzzles, and if we can't use them, we will give them to the book sale room, but we are taking donations of puzzles. If they're missing pieces, you probably just want to keep it. But we will take donations of puzzles, yes.
Are most of these puzzles that we have bought or ones that people have donated to us?
I believe the majority are ones that people have donated. We have bought some. Mm-hmm. But the majority are donations.
Now, I understand that in the puzzling world, there are like some brands that are better than others, and you have to watch out for puzzle dust. Do we have a puzzle dust problem?
I don't think we have a puzzle dust problem. I haven't heard of one. I do like Ravensburger. Mm-hmm. is the one I like. There's also one called White Mountain, which is okay. And I think it's Cobble Hill is my favorite as well.
I'm seeing one on the shelf that I did last year during our snowcation. It was this Andy Warhol flowers. And I did it, and I think I took it to my mom, and she did it too. Yes. So it's gotten plenty of work. It's a very good one.
It's only 500 pieces.
Only 500 pieces, but very tricky. Okay, we're moving out of the puzzle aisle, and we are now looking at the fishing poles. And we have a sign here that says, be careful of hooks.
Yes.
Karen, why should people be careful of hooks?
Because they don't want them in their finger. And we do have hooks on these. We try to have them ready to go for you, so all you have to do is like put that worm on there. But yes, if you come in and grab one, please be careful of hooks. And we do have a bobber on them as well.
And a bobber. Okay, and now we're on the other aisle. We have some signs up about our microscopes and telescopes, because I believe we keep those behind the desk. Is that correct?
Yes, those are behind the desk because there's so many little pieces that we don't want to mess up. The microscopes are out here. The two telescopes are behind the desk. We do have the giant Jenga is over on this side, which is
neat.
Fun. It's been checked out quite a few times. We also have bocce ball,
right,
which has been checked out quite a few times. I think it's that one.
What's this thing up on the top that looks like it's got some like
lawn darts?
It is
lawn darts, but they are rubber on the end, so it's not the old fun kind where you could stab your brother with them. So it is rubberized on the end, so you can play lawn darts safely now without putting out an eye.
All right, and now we're in our game section, and it looks we got a nice selection of games here. There's some Scrabble, some pub trivia, quite a few. A Star Trek game. Is there a particular game that you like to play personally?
My favorite with my daughter is Labyrinth. Do like that game. We also played Big Boggle, but I don't know. I guess that's checked out right now. Big Boggle was fun. And Battleship. We still play Battleship.
Have you ever gotten mad and thrown a fit during a game?
Just almost every time. Because my daughter beats me at them.
Right, that kind of goes with the territory.
That goes with family fun, is getting mad at the game board.
Well, and that's the real reason why we can't have Monopoly, because it causes too many fits.
Yes.
So that's pretty much all the games. Is there anything else we need to cover?
It looks like the chocolate fountain is checked out at this time, and the wood burning kit, because all we have left is the ice cream.
Very good, but you can always put a hold on it, right?
Oh, yes. These are holdable.
Right.
If you go to our website and do a search, I think most everything, if you put in fun stuff, comes up. If not, board games, lawn games, should get you there.
And how do you get to the library's website?
On your computer or tablet, gclibrary.com.
Very good. All right. Well, thanks for listening to our first ever Library Beat podcast. We had a great time talking about the fun stuff. I hope you enjoyed it. We're working on some future episodes. Next time, we're going to take a look at our brand new book lockers, which are super handy, located around town. You can put items on hold, and we'll bring them to the locker. A special feature of Library Beat each week is going to be a trivia contest, so get ready. The first person who emails us the correct answer to gcl@gclibrary.com, the library's email address, with Library Beat in the subject line, will win a swag bag. So Karen, would you like to tell our listeners what the question is this week?
Yes, I would. The question this week is about a board game called Battleship, and I mentioned that earlier. Can you tell me, what year did the plastic board game come out?
From Milton Bradley. All right, listeners, put your thinking caps on, and remember, you can email your correct answer to gcl@gclibrary.com, subject line Library Beat, and the lucky winner will get a terrific, fun-filled swag bag. So thanks for listening. Bye from Greg and...
And that's the way it was from Karen.
H7. Hit. B6. Miss. H8. Hit. C5.
Battleship. A great game of strategy, action, and suspense.
Miss. H6.
You sank my battleship.
A game you can play anywhere. Battleship. From Milton Bradley.
Thanks for listening to Library Beat from the Razorback Camper Sales Studio. Join us each Friday for a new topic.
For a special offer for our podcast listeners, you can visit hotsr.com/podcast23.